Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It was almost 9 years ago when the murder of 2-year-old Kaylee Marie Anthony and the trial of Casey Anthony, her 22-year-old mother, shocked the nation. Leading True Crime Network investigation Discovery explores the controversial and tragic case in Casey Anthony, an American murder mystery, a three-night television event beginning Sunday, April 9th at 10 Eastern Pacific. Now, leading the investigation is acclaimed investigative journalist Steph Watts. Name a major crime in recent memory, and chances are Steph covered it. O.J. Simpson, Natalie Holloway, Anna Nicole Smith, Drew Peterson among them, as well as the Casey Anthony trial. Known for emphasis on missing persons cases, unsolved murders, cold cases, and high-profile crimes, and for his compassionate innate ability to connect with the interview subject and his unmatched skill at uncovering the truth. Steph began his career at Court TV, has appeared on HLN, CNN, Fox, NBC, CBS, A&E, Oxygen, many more, a special correspondent for Crime Watch Daily, and now at the helm of Casey Anthony, an American murder mystery, beginning April 9th on Investigation Discovery. Ripping open the explosive case, the go-to guy for crime and justice, Steph Watts, with us on This Week in America. Steph, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you, man. That was an incredible introduction. I'm so flattered. Thank you so much for the kind words.
It is our pleasure, and it's great to have you with us on the program. And talking about this three-night special, it's more than an expose. It really is, I would say, what a definitive look at the crime and circumstances surrounding it. You sort of take viewers deep inside the investigation.
Yeah, Rick, I think what's interesting about this special is, you know, it's been 9 years since this story broke. We've seen the nation gripped by this story, riveted by the trial, shocked by the verdict, and puzzled as to why this case is not solved. Remember, Rick, this case is open, active, and unsolved. We may think we know who did this, but the person charged with capital murder, Casey Anthony, was acquitted of the crime. So that's the fascination with this case. But what I was saying at the beginning is now 9 years later, and you know this as a seasoned interviewer, people are much more candid about coming forward. Human nature has allowed them time to reflect, time to understand their roles in this story and the justice system. And again, there's no fear of her, from anybody, of her being retried for this crime.
Right.
So I felt that the timing was interesting because people were incredibly candid. And that particularly extends to George and Cindy Anthony.
Were there, you covered this, as I mentioned, in the beginning. As you go back, and the crime was almost 9 years ago, the trial was in 2011. Were there things that surprised you, new information that's like, wow, I cover this, I was here every day, and that's new to me?
Well, I think that there was, that question is interesting. That question is twofold, because there was stuff that I knew when I was covering the case that never came out of trial.
Yes.
That I thought if the jury had have heard this, it might have been different. Now, we really look forensically in this, in our three-hour special on Investigation Discovery. We really have the time to really examine how they forensically examined that car. They take us through it step by step, because that car is really key. Rick, if you really think about this case, okay, whatever happened, if you believe Casey Anthony's culpable, if you believe she accidentally, we heard at trial that her daughter drowned, if there was forensic evidence in that trunk, if there was extensive blood evidence in that trunk, that has to lead you to believe that that child stayed in that trunk for weeks, possible weeks, while she tried to decide what to do with her. Because the body doesn't, you know, the body deteriorates slowly. Now, we're gonna compound that with Florida heat. But think about that, Rick, that she may have been driving around or in that car with that child in that back seat. And where does that child end up? Down the street, walking distance from the Anthony's home, in a forest where they were known as kids to bury their dead animals. Shocking and horrific and just disrespectful and awful.
In the special, we see George Anthony saying, they got this wrong, they got this totally wrong. Why do you think that happened? I know that there's not a simple answer to that, but I think I'm picking up as you're talking, if they went back and tried it now, maybe the outcome would be different.
Well, it's interesting. I'm going to tease you with this. What is George responding to? Is he responding to the jury? Is he saying that I think my daughter's guilty and she should have gone? gone to jail, or is he responding to the allegations that he sexually molested his daughter? What did they get wrong? That's the question that's going to be answered. Rick, what was interesting, and this was really strategic on my part, this was the first time that I was able to sit down with, and I think this is the first time that George and Cindy were interviewed separately. You know the dynamics between a husband and wife, particularly with Cindy Anthony. She can be very dominating and domineering over George. I wanted her out of the room, and I wanted to talk to George alone, which I had the opportunity to for hours. And what he told me was shocking. He was very candid. This was his first time to really open up and get this off his chest. That man tried to take his life. He tried to kill himself over what was being said about him, what was done to him at trial, and his pure heart being broken by the murder of his grandchild. So this was my interview with him, and I just felt like it was so candid and revealing.
You're very good. That's an excellent tease. I think I know what you're talking about, but now I have to watch and see exactly. Maybe I misinterpreted what he was saying. I can't wait to watch the special. I got about a minute left in the program. You mentioned this really is an open case. Is there anybody in law enforcement or the prosecutor's office that thinks we need to go out and find the real killer? We've already done that. There's nothing more we can do. Is it really an open case in that respect?
Well, I mean, look, the case has to be kept open as, you know, that's SOP, that's standard operating procedure. I've always been critical of law enforcement of operating with blinders on, as in the case, as in our special that we did on JonBenet Ramsey. But here's a case where I dug and tried to present other people that could have done this. There's nobody else that anybody believes that did this other than Casey Anthony herself. Sure, fingers were pointed at George, but who were those fingers pointed from? Casey and the defense team to save her life, to get her off of the murder charge. So George made the ultimate sacrifice for his family by sacrificing his reputation and almost sacrificing his life.
It's a riveting three nights of television, investigation discovery, exploring the controversial and tragic case. Casey Anthony, an American murder mystery, a special three-night event beginning Sunday, April 9th, 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific on Investigation Discovery. Our guest on the program and the leader into the reexamination of the case is investigative journalist Steph Watts. Steph, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Really looking forward to a fascinating three nights of television. Thank you.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate you, and I'm looking forward to seeing what you think after the special. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.